Blog Talk Radio.
What is happening? Today is Sunday, and this is a diary, and I've been with you every day this week because I love it, DVU. This is your host of The Diary, the show for the Association of African American Single Mothers. And this is Stacey Johnson. And it is Sunday. It's a beautiful Sunday here in the city of Oxnard, which I will not be living. You will not have me broadcasting any more shows because I'm going back to the lovely city of Los Angeles, where I'm going to stay in my very nice place. And God is so good, and I lead the field, you understand? And it's hard to lead the field because that means you're a person who's decided that you're not going to follow nobody but you and God. And in the 2000s, it's really hard to live that way. Or you'll find yourself an outcast, you'll find yourself not with a whole lot of real people in your life, because unfortunately today there are not a lot of real people in the world. Everybody's trying to be a superstar, but you don't realize in order to be a superstar, you have to be able to be a servant. You start, the greatest superstar in the world was a servant, Jesus Christ. And he taught servitude, and to serve is how you become a superstar. We are born, we are brought here to serve mankind. And if you can figure out how to do that in the way that pleases you, you're going to have a wonderful life. So to lead the field is a concept that I stole from somebody, Earl Nightingale, and go look him up. Because I'm not going to create shit that ain't already been created, okay? Other than my business, yeah, I've created that. But these are processes, this way of thinking, people smarter than us, richer than us, older than us, been here a long time before us, prospered from this shit. Black people are the last people to realize that their brain was made for something besides filling up with weed smoke. You understand? And I ain't got no problem with weed smoke, okay? But we are divinely designed to create and to prosper and to lead and to do. And somebody's calling me. Oh, my niece is calling me. I'll call her after the show. Her mom passed, that niece. That's my best friend. And I know she needs to talk to me. Anyway, lead the field. And we're going to finish up our 12 steps. And what I'd like you to do is for the next 30 days, well, now 29 days, if you were here with me yesterday, because you should have started last night. Every person you meet is the most important person on the damn earth. Whether it's your business partner, whether it's your coworker, whether it's your wife, your husband, your partner, the man at the grocery store, the man at the liquor store that don't like you very much, but he's still the most important person at that time in history, because this is all about you, not about them. So you have to understand how to do you. And when you understand how to do you, then everybody else will fall in line to what you perceive about you. So to lead the field is to have the mental state of mind that this is the person that I am today, this is the person that I chose to be, and this is the person that I'm going to look like, I'm going to walk like, I'm going to act like, I'm going to talk like. I may not see that person physically in my circumstance right now, but that's how I get it. You have to first visually see the thing, the circumstance, the person, the relationship, the whatever, the car, the home. You got to first see it in your mind before it becomes a reality in your life. That's how shit works. That's how it works. That's how God designed us to work. That glow around Jesus' head in every picture is the spirit, is the subconscious mind working in conjunction with what he said and what he did. And when you talk about the wonderful things that you want in a wonderful way, your subconscious, that halo, that thing that sends out those pulses to the universe to answer your request, will fall in line with what you think. So your mouth got to be right. But your mouth is only right when your thinking is right, because your speech is a reflection of your thoughts. Okay. So I listen to what people say. I listen to what people say. And I know if you for me in about three conversations, because I hear what people say, and you can hear when you are close to God, as I am, as I demand to be, God talks to me, and he tells me, he gives me good and bad feelings when things are good and bad for me. So to leave the field is to understand, first of all, that you are connected to the most intelligent source in the world, the source that made you. First of all, you got to understand, you're connected to that source. Second of all, that source gave you ability to do anything you need to do. Third, you need to understand that you have to walk in confidence and faith in that source, that if God gave you a desire to do something that's in line with his principles, then it's going to succeed. So 12 points. We started with 3 yesterday. 30 days you need to do this shit, and if you do it for 30 days, you'll do it for the rest of your life, because you'll understand that this is how successful people get success, and you don't have to be smart to be successful. You don't have a dime. Everybody knows you create what you need. I've created what I needed. And so what I try to do is more example than talk. So when I call my daughter and say, look, guess what mom did this week, or guess what happened for me this week, or when I tell you this is what somebody did for me, this is me creating me, because I know what God has for me. And it's the same for you. Don't let others create you. I let 10 siblings and a mom and daddy create me for about 20-some years. But I had to live with me. And so I had to let go of all that shit someone else programmed into me and become the real me. And I'm so happy I have. And God's rewarded me for seeking and finding the real me and the real him. So to lead the field, it all starts with a perfect attitude that I am the thing that I wish to become. Period. I am the thing that I wish to become. I am that thing right now. And what I like to do before I go to bed and when I wake up, besides a few other things, I like to put out a couple of affirmations about who Stacy is. And then the universe brings that in line. That's how we work. It ain't magic. It's just truth. It's the way that we are designed to work. So I say, I am happy, harmonious, perfect, powerful, strong, whole, and wealthy. Those are absolutes that the nature, that creation, that the universe agrees with, because those are the same principles that creation has, that nature has. It is happy. It is harmonious. When it needs to rain, it rains. That's harmony. That's putting itself back in harmony. So when you affirm those things that are in line with what God affirms, what the universe agrees with, you become one with the universe, and God begins to put your life in order. You become happy, harmonious, perfect, powerful, strong, and whole, and wealthy. You become that as long as you believe that and you affirm that, and you don't let anybody, even what you see, you don't let, even though you're not happy right now today, but you will be. You begin to be. So you have to affirm it. So that is leading the field. Your attitude, it starts with having an attitude of confidence, prosperity, and these are the 12 things I need you to do for 30 days. Okay? Or 12 things you need to understand. So we'll go over the 3 we did yesterday. It's your attitude at the beginning of a task that will determine the outcome of the task. So don't start shit with a fucked up attitude. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Okay? It's real simple. Some things are hard and some things are really simple. That's simple. If you're going to start something and your attitude's fucked up, just wait until your attitude's better. Don't start it, because the attitude for which you start a thing is the result of the thing that you started. So you start with a fucked up attitude, you're going to have a fucked up circumstance. Pretty simple. 2, okay? It is our attitude towards life that determines life's attitude towards us. So if you wake up every day with a fucked up attitude towards what you have to do that day, you go to bed that night, I guarantee you, you will have a fucked up perspective on your day. Real simple. So what I'd like you to do is have a wonderful attitude towards life, because there are some people like my sister that don't have life no more. Okay? You have life. God's given it to you to prosper and to grow and to do and to be. Okay? So that's what I need you to think about. Life is a wonderful thing. Life is beautiful. God's put me here to be a wonderful expression of him, not of the devil, not of some fucked up neighbor, not of your fucked up parents or whatever. God brought you here to be a wonderful expression of everything that is good about God. We as a people, we don't understand that. We think we're an expression of us. And most times us don't agree with God. No. If you're going to prosper and you're going to live and you're going to be joyful and happy and wonderful and prosperity and all that shit that I told you about, you have to understand that you are here to be the wonderful expression of God. And you need to get with him on a regular, whether it's morning, noon, or night, and say, hey, God, I want to be, because I know you brought me here through my parents. You brought this spirit of mine here, down here, through my parents, for me to express more of you. So I need to find out what that is. And I'm going to spend either morning, noon, or night, or sometime throughout the damn day, as much time as your ass spend on Facebook, spend with God. So he can tell you, and he can fill you up, and he can answer your question, because that's what he does. And if you have a desire to do a thing, that is the power within you to do it. That's why I'm like, God, you can't be serious about that one. Because how many desires do I have? And then he said, well, then you know you finna be, you like Chris said, I'm finna be a soldier and a warrior for who is good and what is good and the thing that made me. Because every desire that I have is for the goodness of someone other than myself. That's why he chose me. But we all chose him. We have to know and we have to walk in our chosenness. Okay? Uh-oh. Beat it. Like, just beat it. Woo! You know what I'm saying? Beat life's ass. Okay? That's your attitude. That's the attitude you need to have. I'm going to wake up every day and the devil going to be so goddamn mad that God woke me up again today. But as long as that's your attitude, guess what? He's going to keep waking your ass up every day because he knows you're going to do his will. Then you understand that you are here as a human being to be the ultimate expression of God's goodness. So if you love to eat, God's going to give you opportunity to travel and eat in every part of the world. If you line your life up with God, if you love to help, God's going to give you every opportunity to help. If you line your life up with God. Three, we are interdependent. And that's where I just got mad at people. I'm like, okay, I know it's hard to live with me, but it's worth it. All right? You need me, I need you. I know how to go and get quiet somewhere. Okay? We're interdependent. We need each other. To succeed, we need each other. So try to make a relationship where you two are going to get together and be successful in some shit. If all you're going to get together and do is get high and fight, don't do it. Oh, I know a lot of people like that. Four, let's go on to the ones we didn't do. Excuse me, I still got that. Okay? I still got that, whatever that is. Number four, before you can become the person that you want to be, you must become that individual in your thoughts, in your actions, and in your talking. That is so important. That is almost the key to success. To be the person that you want to be, and this is where your wonderful, beautiful imagination comes into play. You know what? Albert Einstein, a nigga smarter than all of us, okay, said that imagination is everything. Imagination and the vision, and even Stevie, inner visions. The best thing God probably did for Stevie was make him blind because he started to picture in his mind the things that he wanted, and that's where it starts. When you picture in your mind the things that you want, that's the cue to the universe to bring it into being. We don't understand that as human beings. We don't. When we picture in our minds, when we see ourselves in that video of ourselves doing, we're not watching ourselves. We are in it. We are ourselves in that. In that moment, in the place, seeing ourselves walking through the wonderful beautifulness of the relationship we want, the job that we want, the business that we want. I see myself all day long walking through SF Johnson Consulting and the Johnson Center all day long, seeing people happy, learning, loving each other, doing what's right by the community and themselves. I see that shit all day long. So God's got to make it come to pass because you have to first see, talk, feel the thing that you desire first. That's how it comes into being. So like they say, the thing I feared came upon me. Well, yeah, and the thing you love will come upon you as well. Okay, so that's number four. Before you can become the person that you want to be, You got to be that person. You have to be that leader. You have to be that great mom. You have to be a great business person in your mind already, in your thoughts already, in your actions already. So if you want to be a business person, take a little chunk of your room and make it a mini office. You are telling the universe that in the space that I have today, I am bigger than the space that I have today. You can't go bigger unless you think bigger. The universe won't bring you more until you handle what you have right now. Case in point, myself. That's why I make sure as much as possible I handle all the business that I've already been paid for, because I'm telling the universe I can handle what you've already given me and I'm ready for more. Nobody's sitting waiting for me to deliver something to them that they've already paid me for. I make that. I don't go to bed, and if I do go to bed, I'm first up, first thing, making sure that the thing that I've already been paid for is handled, because I can't get bigger than I already am. I'm small if I haven't even done the work that I've already been paid for. If I can show God that I can do what I've already been paid for and I'm sitting here waiting for more, the universe will deliver. Because I am in mind and body, and my physical environment tells the universe that I am big enough for the thing that I'm asking for. I am the thing that I'm asking for. There you go, baby Stace. You kicking knowledge and you just a baby. Number five. And it's a proven fact, that's why I'm so good, okay, that the higher you go in any organization of value, the better the attitude of the person that's organizing the thing. And I found that to be true when I told the owner, the president of Fireman's Fund, I said, like, this is a dysfunctional-ass place. And you need to do something about it. But he was really nice to talk to. And I was gone 2 weeks later. But you know what? I already knew it. When you tell somebody, you don't give me my money, God does. You got about a year left. And I had about a year. But I knew it. Because I asked for it to get on this journey I've been on now, 3 years that has been in such victory is just phenomenal. But it took some believing and being a little uncomfortable for Christ. Okay, how many of us are willing to bear the cross and be a little uncomfortable for Christ to see if he is the being he says he is? Because that is the only person in my life. That is the only entity in my life who's never lied to me. And that would be God and his messenger, Jesus Christ. Everybody else, they ain't done something. Okay, number five. So the higher you go, the better the attitude. So if you want to go, that is to say to you, if you want to be a person high up in a organization of value, you better check your attitude, because attitude determines altitude. Whether you want to go high in your relationship, have the most wonderful attitude that person doesn't make you happy. You make you happy. And you don't put it on somebody else to make you happy, because God in the universe can make you happy. Your job is to go out there and make other people happy. That's what you don't realize. So I tell a number of people, my job is to make you happy. Your job is to make me happy. Figure that shit out. Because I already know my job. Well, maybe that's not quite the way to say it. You know. We're working on that. All right. Anyway, 7, 6, 6. 30-day test. All these little points. Number 6 is your beautiful, wonderful mind can only hold one idea at a time. So our goal, really, we're talking about leading the field, talking about being the best. So hold the most positive attitudes that you can hold on every situation for everyone, because a powerful thought is more powerful than a negative thought. And nothing good ever comes from a negative thought. So your mind can hold only one thought. Let it be the most positive thing that you can think. Okay? Blackstreet is singing Stay, and I'm singing I'm Finna Go and Take a Break. So This is the diary, and we're talking about leading the field. We got 12 points. We on number 6. I hope we can finish, but we'll be here tomorrow if we don't, because it's not the speed. It's whether you're getting it in your brains, because God made us to prosper, man. I mean, some of the things I've been pulled out, or he has pulled out for me, I ain't no different than any of you, anybody. And if there's something we're involved in that doesn't fill our soul up and make us happy, we don't have to do it, because that's not why God brought us here. He brought us here to lead and to do and to be the most wonderful expression that we can of all the beautiful things and all the beautiful virtues that God provides. We are really called here to love as much as possible, whether it's our, you know, families and people, or our job, ourselves, nature, animals, a career. We are here to love. And unless you are loving every aspect of your life, you're not living. So starts with your attitude that, yes, I am going to love every aspect of my life, and God is going to show me how, because that's why he brought me here. So we're going to take a break. This is the diary. This is your host, the happy, wonderful, fantastico, Stacey F. Johnson. And I'm going to be funky. I'll be back. This is a diary, and this is your host, Stacey Johnson, who lost the paperwork. How the hell are you losing the paperwork in a minute and 30 seconds? Oh, my goodness. Oh, I got my paperwork. Here we go. And we're talking about leading the field, boo. And to lead the field to be the best, best at everything. You know, that's what God made us for. So if you ain't the best at what you're doing, if you hate what you're doing, then you need to try this 30-day test. That includes all these 12 points that I need you to do, but the most important is I need you to treat every person out there in the streets, on the phone, in the store. You have to treat them in order to get what you want. You have to have that attitude that you are the person that you hope to be. And how would you talk to the world? How would you talk to your spouse? How would you talk to your kids? How would you talk to your landlord, if you were the person that you intend or you are building yourself up to be? And it is my hope that everybody's working towards something. So, if you're not, well, that'd be your first thing before you can do this. Okay, figure out something to work toward. All right, that's another show, another day. All right, but this is for the Negroes that are trying to do something, trying to come up. You know, it's so much to come up from. You know what I'm saying? So, you want to see yourself in mine,
body, get up and wash your ass, okay? Because if you were the leader of the free world, would you be wearing your pajamas all day? I tell myself, Stacey, put some gel in front of that head. We already know it's crazy. But, you know, put some gel in the front. You're the leader of the whatever. Would you walk out, Stacey, if you was whatever? Stacey, would you not wake up till 10 o'clock if you had all this big business? No, that's why Stacey get up. I got an alarm set at 3 and at 4. So if I can't get up at 3, I'm going to get up at 4 because I got to pray first. You know what I'm saying? So I try to walk and talk and act to be the person that I choose to be, this leader, this job creator, this person that wants to teach children how important math is. I want to get up and do the things. I got the websites. I got the job. I got the customers. I got the work. So now I have to do those things because this is who I choose to be. So in mind, body, and action, I do those things that that person that Stacey says she is will do. So, six was your mind can hold only one thought, make sure it's positive. Seven, the deepest craving for humans, and this is really true, is to be needed and to feel important. So give it to them. You know? I mean, a lot of this shit to be great is to humble yourself. You might have to humble yourself under an asshole that really doesn't deserve all of this good treatment, but you've married them, or they're your boo, or you need them. So a lot of being great, if you notice the shit that I'm telling you, is you being humble, you saying, I'm bigger than this situation, I'm bigger than this idiot, like the fool that called me a coward because I don't knock her the fuck out. I'm like, huh? I'm bigger than that because a coward would be all up in you and be in prison. You want me to go to jail to show you how strong I am? I don't think so because that's not me. That's not Stacey. Okay? But I'm still going to love you and I'm still offer you this opportunity because I know, see, you can't accept that. A lot of people ain't going to be able to accept this new you because they know they don't deserve it. Okay? They know they don't deserve it. But you're not worried about them. You're worried about you. Okay, boo? You worried about you. You worried about leading the field for you. So I'm going to show you that I'm the bigger person than you and everybody else because I'm going to treat you as if you're the most important person on the face of the earth, not because I need to kiss your ass. It's because I need to have my life in line with things and principles and circumstances that work for people. Forgiveness and love, that works for people. Holding grudges and being a hater, that don't work unless that's what you plan on being for your whole life, is a hater. If you want to be a leader, you want to have God answer your prayers in the midnight hour and while you sleep and you even know they're being answered, then you're going to lead the motherfucking field and you're going to treat everybody as if they're the most important person in the world because that's what God expects of you. And that's when he knows that you are on his team and you don't give a damn about what anybody other than him thinks. That's a nigga that leads the field. That was number eight. Number, we got 90 seconds. No, that was number seven. Number eight, look for the best in new ideas. Okay? So if somebody come up with something, don't just, because you're a hater, okay, don't just down it. Look for the best. Okay, don't waste time broadcasting your personal problems. It ain't going to help you or nobody else. Don't talk about your health unless it's good. Okay, and last but not least, radiate an attitude of well-being, of confidence, like a person that knows where they're going. Okay, this will inspire other people, and most of all, it will inspire the universe to bring you what you're thinking. This is the diary, and this is your little baby Stace, a girl that loves you forever, and we're going to get through this shit right, and we're going to do it right, okay? We can't play basketball and become millionaires, but we can create because God made us that way. He made us intelligent beings, but all we got to do is ask, and we shall receive if we ask in faith. We live in line with the things that God approves of, and first and foremost, He approves love. So if you love, you're going to get everything you want. Okay? if you love those things that God loves. So think of those things that are above, as I do. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend, and know that I love you, and get mellow, because this Sunday, everybody needs to get mellow on Sunday. I love you, and we'll take this up. We'll finish it up on Monday. On Money Monday, you know Money Monday's coming. Happy Sunday.